This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast by Aviation Safety Magazine and AvWeb. I'm Jeb Burnside, reporting for Aviation Safety Magazine. With me today is Steve Clavin of Desser Tire and Rubber Company. We want to talk about airplane tires. Steve, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jeb.
It's a pleasure, Steve. Tell me a little bit about Desser. I know you folks are a very big aircraft tire retailer. Tell me a little bit more about your business.
Desser is a company that was started in 1920, and I'm the third generation running the ship here.
Wow.
And over the years, you know, we've narrowed our focus into aircraft tires. So for the past, I would say, since I've been running it since 1983, we've focused pretty much on aircraft tires.
Interesting. Now, I know you folks not only market the name brands like Goodyear and Michelin, but you do also have a house brand tire or two, don't you?
Yes, we also have a house brand, which is Aero Classic.
Okay.
And pretty much the Aero Classic line of tires is a compilation of tires that people don't make any longer. So when Goodyear stops making a tire for a Navion or mm-hmm. or a Stearman or DC3, you mm-hmm. know, we come in and we pick up the pieces. A good example is, you know, when they stop, you know, when Goodyear doesn't get enough orders to produce 100 or 300 tires, that's when they look to exit the business.
I see.
And another, you know, another case is lately a lot of Russian aircraft, you know, there's lots of these Russian aerobatic yaks mm-hmm. Come into the country, CJ6s, and all the customer can get are poor quality Russian or Chinese tires,
okay.
People come to us and they have a need, and we do it.
Well, how important is pressure when considering the health of a tire?
Pressure is the cause of most of the tread wear and a cause of all of the irregular tread wear. So really, you're docking yourself out of value if you don't have your tires at the recommended pressure. Typically, if your tire is wearing out on the shoulders before it is wearing out on the center, that indicates a low pressure condition.
How can a pilot, in addition to just checking the pressure, what kind of an inspection should a pilot give to his tires before he turns the key?
Well, typically before every flight, I mean, you need to check your pressure and make sure that you have it at, you know, at the airframe manufacturer's, you know, recommended pressure. That's key, and a lot of, you know, it's been proven that you just can't look at the tires and know what the pressure is.
Right.
You know, it's very deceiving, especially, you know, when aircraft tires always seem to look a little low just mm-hmm. because the tires are made to absorb a lot of the pressure, you know, from landing. It absorbs some of the shock. So a lot of times, you know, pilots tend to think that, oh, my tires should look low all the time, and you really need to get out there with a gauge and check the pressure.
Interesting. Now, I know that there's, you know, a pressure value molded in the side of the tire. You're saying that that's maybe not the value one would want to use, that they should be using what the airframe manufacturer recommends.
Yeah, that's correct, because on the tires, you know, a lot of the older tires still don't have the pressure on them, you know, because that you're used to looking at your car and it shows a maximum pressure on the sidewall. A lot of the airplane tires don't have that information on them, but the newer ratings, you know, require the pressure, which is just the maximum pressure is on the newer tires. So that still isn't proper for all aircraft. You need to go and check your original manual to find the recommended pressure.
Okay. All right.
And well, I know that it's the lousiest job in the world, and that's probably one of the worst jobs is to check the pressure. You know, today, you know, I mean, a lot of pilots, use nitrogen, which diffuses the air a lot slower than air, and that might also help on cutting down, the leakage.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nitrogen is certainly superior to just using compressed air. It's often sometimes very, very hard to find at the average airport, unless there's a maintenance facility there doing struts and stuff.
It's a good idea that they sell it at the auto parts store. They have one of those little portable tanks that's what I use myself. I have a portable tank that I keep it with nitrogen. That way it's not so inconvenient.
That's an excellent idea. I'll definitely consider that. Steve, thank you for your time here this afternoon. Steve Clavin with Desert Tire and Rubber. Steve, where can people find your company on the internet?
On the internet, it's www.desert.com, and our phone number is easy to remember. It's 800 Air Tire, which is a hard to forget number.
That is easy. That is easy. Very good, Steve. Thank.
We're always here to answer any questions. Any technical question, that's what we do.
Well, I would echo that. Steve and his people have been very helpful to me personally and to AvWeb and its sister publications over the years, and we very much appreciate that. Steve Clavin, Desert Tire and Rubber Company. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm Jeb Burnside, reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Safety Magazine. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.